Name that animal, but in how many days?
Answers with Ken Ham, a well-known Bible conference speaker on the book of Genesis.
Doesn't the Bible tell us that Adam named all the land animals in just one day? Actually, Genesis teaches us that God made the land animals and the first man and woman on day 6 of the creation week. And then Genesis 2 tells us that Adam named certain groups of the land animals God had brought to him. But how could Adam have even named these animals so quickly? Well, some skeptics say there's no way he could have named all of them, and thus they scoff at Genesis. In a large section of our Creation Museum's Creation Walk, people can see Adam naming the land animals. These are the original biblical kinds, not all the species within a kind we're familiar with today. There must have been far fewer animal kinds in Adam's day when compared to today. And of course, Adam didn't have to name all the groups of land animals. Also, Adam had a perfect brain. But our brain has suffered from thousands of years of sin and the curse. He had no problem naming the animals.
Some of the most asked questions we receive about the Bible and science involve astronomy. We've got a wonderful video called The Created Cosmos, which we show inside our planetarium, and it's must viewing. The DVD is yours for a donation of any amount. Call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS or go to our website of answersoffer.org. answersoffer.org.